Young Bloods by Simon Scarrow. Read by Jonathan Keeble.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. Ireland, 1769. With a last look back into the dimly lit room, the midwife withdrew and closed the door behind her. She turned to the figure at the other end of the hall. Poor man, she thought to herself, unconsciously drying her strong hands in the folds of her apron. There was no easy way to tell him the bad news. The child would not last the night. That was clear enough to her, having delivered more babies into the world than she could remember. He had been born at least a month before his time. There had been only a flicker of life in the child when the lady had finally squeezed it from her womb with a piercing shriek of agony shortly after midnight. The result had been a pasty, thin thing that trembled, even after the midwife had cleaned it up, cut the cord and presented it to its mother, swaddled in the clean folds of an infant's blanket. The lady had clasped the child to her breast, awash with relief that the long labour was over. That was how the midwife had left her. Let her have a few hours of comfort before nature took its course and turned the miracle of birth into a tragedy. She bustled towards the waiting man, skirt hems rustling across the floorboards, then bobbed quickly as she made her report.
I'm sorry, my lord.
Sorry. He glanced beyond the midwife towards the far door.